With major pollution days becoming more frequent, students are staying home often without supervision. Their parents say it would be better if their children were in classroom, and that's why schools need to install air purifiers.
我们孩子的学校啊，他去年就买了。
Our school bought air filters last year. We did a little fundraising, with each parent throwing in several hundred RMB.
We've already bought two air cleaners for the class, both of which are installed.
The suggestions come as some parents say they received short notice from their child's school during the first red alert for air pollution, issued earlier this month.Many parents say they were caught by surprise, especially working couples, giving them little time to figure out how to take care of their children during the day. Some parents have donated purifiers to their kids' classroom, while others fundraise together to make the purchase. However, making such a donation to a school doesn't always happen smoothly, with some schools even returning the air purifiers to their well-intended donors.Liu Liangcheng is the vice principal of Beijing's Taiping Lu Primary School, where each classroom has been installed with two air filters. Liu says installing air cleaners bought by parents can lead to problems.
We refused parents buying an air purifier before as there is a clear and strict rule for education fee. We can't just break the rule here. And fixed asset management is also a relevant issue. Also, if we accept one parent's donation, there might be pressure on others who don't have the ability to do so.
He adds that without a standard guidance from local authorities, the brand choice of the purifier, installation, and even the security of the device can each be an issue. Also, experts say air purifiers can introduce other unhealthy factors. Deng Gaofeng, head of the Low Carbon Building Study Office with the China Academy of Building Research, says regular air filtering may cause CO2 concentration to rise.
Take the classroom we tested, for instance. If we keep windows and doors closed during classes, the concentrations of CO2 in the classroom will double from 1,000 ppm to some 2,000 ppm. Well, according to safety standards, the highest index should not be more than 1,500.
She adds that a more advanced and more expensive fresh air system is a healthier solution.Back in July, Beijing Municipal Government says it is discussing the possibility of a unified classroom air purifier installation plan, but no actual regulation has been published as of yet. For CRI, I'm Yu Honglin.